Hello and welcome. This is Jasur from Shanghai Silk Road. In this podcast, we will be discussing China company formation, corporate bank accounts. Specifically, this podcast is going to be divided into five parts. Number one is when can a company open its bank account in China and what are the general requirements? And we will be also talking about how do the transactions work. And I'm going to give you some important tips as well. We'll also be talking about or answer the question, how many accounts can a company have in China? So let's get started. So first of all, when does a company open its bank account, or when can a company open its corporate bank account in China? In China, main corporate bank account, which is in RMB by default, can be opened right after the general business license of the company is issued by the company registrar. That's approximately after 15 business days from the moment you submit your incorporation application. Once you get your business license of the company, you need to contact the bank you want to open a corporate bank account with, for example, ICBC, Bank of China, Construction Bank of China, etc., etc. There are so many banks in China, and make an appointment with them. Most of the banks do not accept walk-in clients for corporate bank account. Okay, yeah, you can walk in to the bank and try to open a personal bank account, but when it comes to company bank accounts, you cannot do that. Corporate banking section of each bank operate through appointments only. You have to go or call to make an appointment. And all right, so next part of the topic is what are the general requirements? Now, on the assuming you make an appointment, so on the appointment day, company director will need to bring the following documents. Number one, set of company documents, including all the official seals, official chops of the company. Specifically talking, there are four company chops. This might be, you know, different from your country because, you know, China is one of those countries that uses seals, okay? So all the companies have four seals, so you need to bring all of them. And number two is original passport of the director plus original passport of the company supervisor. And the next important thing is real name authentication record from the mobile number provider. For example, in China, you use a mobile number and your mobile number provider, service provider, basically, they have to give you this document, okay? You can go to any office that is closer to your apartment where you live and ask for this document, which is called, again, real name authentication record from the mobile number provider. They understand it, all right? And it has to be, once again, from the company that provides your main mobile number, because you might have several numbers, but make sure you get it from the main mobile number that you use on a daily basis, because the bank will record that number in the system for future communication with you. And lastly, you need to bring cash or make sure that you have enough money, approximately 1,200 yuan, to cover the corporate bank account service fees. Because corporate bank account is not free, obviously, you need to pay for the whole year up front, which costs approximately 1,200 yuan. Now, it might be cheaper than that, obviously. So once the bank account is open, the bank will issue two USB tokens for online banking, and one USB token is for company manager to initiate payments, and another token will be for the company director to confirm the payments. Also, during this visit, company director should remind the bank staff to enable payroll in the system, so the company can pay its staff using online banking. Otherwise, it might take another visit to the bank. So just remember that. And the whole process takes one visit to open the main account and lasts around 2 hours. Now, after the RMB account is open, company should apply for a document called registration form for foreign trade operators. We're going to leave the Chinese name of this document in the text of the podcast at the Ministry of Commerce. Okay, so it normally takes around 5 to 6 business days to get it. Once it's issued, company director can make another appointment with the same bank to open a foreign currency account for the company. On the appointment day, company director will need to bring all the documents of the company plus two original passports, like we mentioned before, the passport of the director and the passport of the company supervisor, and RMB account details from the previous visit. Because when you visit last time, bank, you know, gave you a bunch of papers for your RMB account, so you need to bring them again to open the USD account. Now, a company can open many separate accounts for each currency. You know, they want to do business in, for example, USD, Euro, Hong Kong dollar, etc., etc. So when you visit to open your foreign currency account, you can actually tell the bank and open all the accounts in one visit. So one trade, once the foreign currency account is open, it will be included in the same online banking of the company. All right. Remember, when you visited for the RMB account, they already gave you the online banking. So once you open this foreign currency account, all of them will be included in the same system. So you will not have 2 separate or 3 separate online banking for different accounts. Now, we need to mention that it might take several days for the foreign currency accounts to appear online. So don't expect like immediately on the same day. It might take several days or several hours, depending on how fast the bank is. Again, the whole process takes one visit and lasts around 2 hours. All right. Now, how do transactions work? Okay, this is very important. Like mentioned earlier, company director is given 2 USB tokens for online banking. One is to initiate payments, another to confirm the payments. But the important thing we need to mention is in the early days, maybe in the first few months, online banking of the company can only control RMB transactions, receive and pay only within China. While the company can see their foreign currency accounts online, it won't be able to make any foreign currency exchanges until bank gives them permission, okay, to do so. This permission can be applied for after the company works with this bank for several months and shows that it's operating well and conducting genuine business. And once the company earns this trust of the bank, it can apply for permission to exchange its foreign currency using online banking. However, very important, this online banking currency exchange, foreign currency exchange, is always limited. Okay, there is a limit, and the limitation can be negotiated usually between the bank and the company. Normally, it's based on the current cash flow and the transactions of the company. For example, if the company is making $1 million quarter, it can ask for permission to exchange that amount using their online banking. Once the permission is granted, online banking will have this function to exchange foreign currency into RMB. Exchanging foreign currency into RMB does not take long. It's usually a few hours. Another important thing about online banking and transaction in China is even the bank gives you a permission to exchange foreign currency online, company won't be able to transfer foreign currency using online banking. For this, company director or the company accountant should visit the bank in person and fill out some forms. Another important thing is, as a rule, companies can make payments in foreign currency outside of China for business purposes, maybe for consulting, management fees, etc., etc. But usually, if the amount is bigger than $50,000, the company will have to justify this and get permission from the government. Now, next question is, how many accounts can a company have? Companies can have one main account in the place of registration because of tax reasons. Companies are registered at the tax department where they are registered normally, and that's a rule in China, and they pay tax locally. For example, if the company is registered in Shanghai, their main account should be in Shanghai because they pay tax in Shanghai. They cannot pay tax in Beijing, for example, okay? And obviously, they cannot open their main account in another city like Beijing, Shenzhen, whatever. For instance, once their main account is open in one in the place of registration, they can open their secondary account in any region in China. All right. For example, like we mentioned, if the main account is in Shanghai, they start paying taxes in Shanghai, and then they go, they can go ahead and open their secondary accounts in any place. Okay. And then obviously, the secondary account is going to be linked to the main account. Now, some important tips, important part of the podcast. The number one tip I would like to give is most of the Chinese factories or suppliers ask their clients to pay their Hong Kong accounts. And that's, we need to say it's illegal in China. They do this to avoid taxes. Okay. In this transaction, for example, when your China registered company is a client to a China factory supplier, you might face this request from a factory a lot. Okay. They might ask you to transfer the payment to their foreign account, for example, like I said, Hong Kong or Singapore or even the US, which is either, you know, because they don't want to pay taxes here, or they want to, you know, have full control over this, you know, foreign currency. But anyway, this is illegal. Okay. You should not be part of it. You should always ask them to give you their RMB account so that you don't break any laws here. When you approach the bank, okay, for example, when they ask you to transfer money to their Hong Kong account, when you approach the bank, 99.9% of the time, banks will stop you immediately. Okay, there might be some exceptions where bank is not informed, and then the transaction might take place. But I'm telling you, this is illegal, so don't be a part of this kind of transaction. So, the number one reason why these factories and suppliers, they do that is because, like I said, tax evasion, all right? And number two reason is they want to have control over the foreign currency, which is, you know, if they do it through their RMB account, which is very hard. Now, next very important thing I want to mention is when a product is sourced within China, and the client is a China registered company, the transaction should take place in China in RMB. Okay. It cannot be transferring using a China company to outside of China in foreign currency. Being a part of this tax evasion transaction will put your company and the company owners, executives at risk in China. Okay, so no further illustrations is required, I think, but you know, just an example, like you register a company here, and there is a factory, and they are selling this machinery to you, okay, so that you can export. Now, in this situation, if they ask you to transfer the money to Hong Kong, it's going to be illegal. Okay, this scenario. So always make sure you transfer the payment for the machinery that locate that in China, somewhere in Guangzhou or somewhere in a factory in Shenzhen, the payment should be in RMB. That's it. Okay, cannot be done through Hong Kong, some kind of entity. All right, the next tip I would like to give is company director or whoever is holding online banking USB tokens of the company should perform account reconciliation every month. There is a function for it in the system when you log in to the online banking. Go through the process every single month. Okay, do that. Failing to do that will cause the accounts to get frozen. Okay, especially if you're outside of China and your accounts gets frozen, it's very hard to unfreeze them. All right, even your accountant goes to the bank, they might ask the director to go. So in order to avoid this problem, do the reconciliation every month. Next tip is every time a company receives a payment, company accountant should issue an invoice in Chinese, which is called Fa Biao. right? So make sure when you receive a payment from abroad, inform the accountant. So it can be local payments or foreign currency payments, but you know, in any way, a company accountant should issue FAPIAO, okay, accordingly. And the reason for it is to declare the income to the tax office. For foreign payments, also very important, company should issue a standard invoice printed in a normal printer, office printer, and the invoice should be sealed with company's official seals. Okay, it's also very important. Next step is company must ask for FAPIAO, Chinese invoice, from its suppliers in China every time it transfers payments to them. If the suppliers do not issue any FAPIAO invoice, it's a red flag, okay? They do that to avoid taxes in China once again, and it's very common. And being a part of this transaction puts your company at risk. It will result in many heavy fines, okay, in the future. So these are some of the tips I can think of right now. But if you have any questions related to that, feel free to ask us. Okay, we will be glad to assist you. Anything related to company formation, company restructuring, structuring for tax purposes, and also liquidation, or anything at all, running a company, running a business in China or some of the other countries that we serve, feel free to ask. Okay, our email is once again contact@silkroadinter.trade. You can send us an email or give us a call or leave your questions below the post, below the article here as a comment. We're going to check them and reply as soon as possible. And thanks for listening. And I'm going to see you guys next time. Cheers. Bye-bye.